Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, another very important radio broadcast. The Senate has passed the global government taxing regulation system, the enslavement system, out of committee, and it's been marked up to, in the near future, go for a full vote in the Senate. We're finally getting details of the Senate version. It's just as bad as the House version. It needs to be very similar so that they can complete its passage. And Merkel, the German chancellor, just completed 30 minutes ago or so a speech before Congress pushing the global tax and propagandizing everyone how it's this great humanitarian effort. Meanwhile, the New York Times admits today, but puts their spin on it like it's a good thing. Now, 2 years ago, when we talked about how Al Gore created the climate change exchange and owns it, and how his firm and other firms connected to the current administration are set to make billions of dollars a year off of controlling who's allowed to do business and buying and selling and auctioning carbon credits. That's just one part of the scam. We would be called conspiracy theorists. Didn't matter if we had all the documents and it was admitted. Now it's all over the news, but they're putting a spin on it. Isn't it good? Wasn't it smart of Al Gore? He's going to make all these billions of dollars buying and selling carbon credits and setting up the taxing system. Isn't it good? Isn't it cute? Isn't it sweet? Aren't we lucky to have this inventor of the Internet, this man who honchoed, who hatcheted through NAFTA and GATT? Hadn't that been great for us? Oh, aren't we lucky to have Al Gore? Al Gore set to become first carbon billionaire is the PrisonPlanet.com headline. CO2 tax agenda frontman lining his pockets on the back of the global warming fear-mongering. This is a guy telling us that when there's weather changes, it's man-made, and that the Earth's going to flood and our major coastal cities are going to be destroyed. But don't worry, he's the savior of the world. You can buy indulgences from him and go to heaven. Like the Catholic Church 600 years ago saying, you've got to buy these indulgences from us or your family members that have died will go to hell. They're in purgatory, and if you don't give more money in taxes to the Vatican, your family will be sent out of purgatory to hell. This is the exact same thing. If you don't pay all your money and let bureaucrats run your life and pay all these hundreds of taxes to private central banks and let them rule your life, you will drown. You will die. Polar bears will drown. Every time there's a fire or an earthquake, they say it's climate change. I mean, these people, this is what witch doctors 10,000 years ago would do. They'd say, give me the best hut, give me the best women, give me the best food, or the snake god will eat the sun. And they knew when there were going to be eclipses of the moon and sun. And people would ignore him sometimes, but then he'd get up and go, ooga booga, jumba boomba, haba gaba blamba baba, ooga ooga ooga. And then he would wave his arms and throw some pixie dust into the fire, some gunpowder, and it would explode, and everybody gets scared. And then he'd go, and shake, and everyone would get scared. And then the snake god, or the goblin god, or the titan would eat the sun, and then everybody would prostrate themselves before him, begging them, and then he'd wave his arms again, and the serpent god would spit the sun out. And for another 30, 40 years, they wouldn't question the priest class. And the priest class said, the sun won't come back unless you sacrifice your kids to me. I want you to cut their beating hearts out of their chest, or the sun god will die. It's the same crap today, and it's a big, sick joke, and the public loves it. They love being scammed.
Toxins are in our foods, and chemicals are in our air. Chemicals are in our water supply. We purify our air and we purify our water, and yet we forget to purify our bodies. Funny, our bodies continue to absorb these deadly toxins and chemicals every day. Isn't it time to make a change? Maybe a life change? Get rid of toxins and chemicals. GetTheTea.com. Log on to GetTheTea.com and order your protection today. Our testimonies tell the truth. GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Cleanse from toxins and chemicals, lose some weight, and get free from unhealthy living. Order today at GetTheTea.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Full of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It is Tuesday, the third day of November 2009. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours and 52 minutes. Our once-a-month visit with Mike Rivero of WhatReallyHappened.com is coming up. You can listen on your local AM and FM dial, Global Shortwave Internet Satellite. The free podcast right there at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Then we have William Lewis and Gary Franchi. They're here to interview me for part two of their FEMA film. They're making a part two. And so why not have them in studio with us in the last hour today? They will be here. We look forward to that. You know, when I get up on the radio and I say that the world government is openly emerging and that they're launching every one of their carefully built, timed, and prepared operations right now on us, that's because that's what's happening. They're federalizing the states. They're federalizing police. They're handing control over banking to private offshore consortiums, the IMF and World Bank and UN. UN's private. The Senate is set any time now to vote on the climate bill. They don't care if over 70% of Americans or over 98% of small industry and businesses are against the climate bill, the climate tax bill. They're going to pass it. And they're going to pass the new bank regulation bill that gives the banks that engineered the crisis total control over our lives and all businesses. And they're going to pass gun control bills, and they're coming after everybody. These are hardcore criminals that are going for broke, and they're not going to stop until grand juries at the state level start indicting these criminals. And until we grow up and realize Republicans and Democrats are bought and paid for by the same interest. George Bush, a year and a half ago, got on board with the new climate treaty. As they tell the dumbed-down public that we're killing the earth and that CO2 is a deadly poison and that we've got to tax the carbon cycle on this planet, that life itself is bad, that life is hurting life. It's asinine, it's a fraud, it's a ridiculous joke, and that's why the New World Order loves it. They revel in how ridiculous their cons and hoaxes are, and how certain sections of the public buy it. Now, the good news is, 3 or 4 years ago, most of the polls showed over 60% of Americans bought into regulating CO2 and believe it's a deadly poison. Now, over 70% in every major poll I see figure out it's a hoax. But the Congress doesn't care. And the White House doesn't care. The banks are the ones that wrote this, planned this with the oil companies. By the way, Dennis Kucinich has told the truth. There's a Raw Story article where he gave a speech and pointed out that the insurance companies wrote the health care bill. And the headline is, Kucinich says health legislation bailout for insurance companies. Of course it is. Of course. And the climate change bills were written by the stinking oil companies. I mean, you can Google Exxon Mobil head says carbon tax is needed. A year ago, they funded the whole thing. I mean, even if you won't go check that out for yourself, at least when you're reading Time Magazine, Newsweek, walking through an airport, looking at BP and Exxon Mobil and Dutch Roll Shell billboards and ads in newspapers, they're the ones propagandizing. I have bought magazines off the rack where half the ads lately, the last 3 or 4 months, half the ads were for the cap and trade bill. Why are the oil companies, if they hate it so much, buying half the ads in newspapers and magazines? Half the stinking full page and half page ads. I mean, I randomly, when I'm in an airport, go up and buy a couple magazines and newspapers to read on the plane, and literally half of the ads, because they know this is the time. They get this through. There's a direct tax by Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan Chase, Bank of England, the Kuhn Loeb Company, and a handful of others. They're even bankrupting Citigroup, which was part of the Federal Reserve, and consolidating that. Bear Stearns, they're consolidating that. And it's come out in a 10-page detailed report in McClatchy newspapers Sunday, detailing everything we already reported in Fall of the Republic, how they engineered the whole thing. J.P. Morgan Chase and Goldman Sachs, every major regulator, every Fed chief, every deputy Fed chief, every Treasury secretary is Goldman Sachs. That is the inner crime syndicate. And you go look at all these climate change think tanks and bodies and PR firms and lobbying groups, every one of them, the number one or number two or number three funder is Goldman Sachs. When they're not number one or number two, guess who they are? The Rockefeller Foundation. I mean, go read the stinking organization's own sites. They admit this. And you really got to hand it to the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds and the Sachs-Coburg-Gothas. I mean, these people are slick. But they couldn't get away with this if the public wasn't so brainwashed and literally in zombie mode. The average person's brainwaves are much lower in a sleep state than they were just 20 years ago. The public is sleepwalking. They watch 3, 4, 5 hours of TV a day. I watch Transformers, Revenge of the Fallen, the last 2 days, running on the treadmill. The entire program is brainwashing. And the White House admits, the Congress admits, that almost all major TV programs and almost all major films The big films you see from front to end are purely written and authorized and paid for by the government with tax money, and it's now all public. Now, that isn't a free society. And ladies and gentlemen, they torture little baby robots that beg and plead and make it cute, and everyone laughs when they burn their eyeballs out. The military is worshipped. Secret police are worshipped. The fact that everyone's cell phones track them and that we're all being face scanned and license plate scanned is admitted. It's anti-family messages. The whole thing. And for somebody who's awake, I sit here and I watch this, and I even went and looked it up, and it's admitted that tens of millions were given to the producers by different federal agencies. They pay for what's written. It is admitted. There is not a major film, there is not a major production that is not New World Order funded. If it's a big hype production or a top TV show, you better believe the government is paying for those messages. Now, that isn't a free society. So the average person watches something like Transformers Revenge of the Fallen, and they are in suspended disbelief. They go in there, they smoke a big fat joint before they go into the movie, or they drink some whiskey in the parking lot, and they stumble in there with their kids, and they sit down, and they just let themselves be bombarded by 21st century mind control, just having their psyche ripped apart. Oh, and there's humans torturing humans in the movie. It's fun to be tasered. It's fun to taser somebody when you disagree with them. It's fun to taser someone when they're upset. Shelling you on seeing fellow humans torn apart, murdered, killed. And they use archetypal images of the great hero, archetypal warrior chief, Optimus Prime, being killed to save others. And so they put good, true human messages in there and then wrap it in lies. It's pure evil. And, oh, by the way, we have a Council on Foreign Relations public blog. The CFR, until about a decade ago, was completely secret about their meetings, other than every 2 months, a bi-monthly book. It's a book, soft cover, gray book, called Foreign Affairs. It's got an equestrian on the cover. And that's all their deception and spin, but they admit global government, want to destroy our industry, there's a lot of evil in there, but they spin it. And people recorded CFR meetings in Chicago where they go, yeah, we're torturing people's children, it's no big deal. We played those clips. John Yoo goes, yeah, it's okay for the president to order a five-year-old to have their testicles crushed. And yes, we do that. Someone inside the CFR, well, Professor Castle, he's a member, he recorded it and released it. Not all the members of 4,000 members are bad, but the inner steering groups are. Now, these guys released a blog a month ago, and it confirms everything I already told you. I don't need to see their documents. I can see the intelligence on the ground. And let me tell you, it isn't pretty. And here are these top medical doctors in the federal government and universities running the flu response. One of them is on this new independent federal board, independent federal. Like saying anti-Nazi Hitler. It's not independent when Bush appoints the 9/11 commission. It's not independent when Obama appoints the board. It's not independent. They sit there and lie to you constantly. We have this Council on Foreign Relations audio recording, and they've got these top doctors on there at the CFR going, I'll tell you what we do to sell it to people. We tell them there's not enough of it, and we dole it out slowly. And they all laugh because the woman doctor stating the obvious. Now, I told you months ago, I told you in January, they were doing drills all over the country where local police have to go to the airport and guard the flu shot delivery like militias are going to attack. In fact, they tell them that in the drills to make the police think this is something everyone wants. Now, here's the difference between myself and these people. They enjoy using the fact that you're stupid and ignorant. They enjoy keeping you in the dark. They enjoy manipulating the police and the military and the local governments. I mean, of course, I don't need the CFR to tell me that they're doling it out and telling people they've got the vaccine and then holding it back to create news images of long lines to create a stampede by other people to go get it. I don't need you little supposed geniuses at the CFR to admit that to me in your blog. I already know that. But here these bastards are, giggling and snickering. They think it's funny manipulating people. They all need to be arrested!
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com. The new name for Ixquick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
Times are tough, and many of us expect them to get worse. The warning signs have been everywhere for a very long time. Therefore, you have no excuse not to be prepared. If another Great Depression strikes America, how will you excuse your lack of preparation to your loved ones? There are numerous places you can buy freeze-dried food. PatriotFood.com is different because our dried food supplies are not sold in fancy tin cans. Our 25 varieties of bulk food are packaged in heavy-duty, food-grade plastic bags that will last 10 years. While our competition charges $3,000, we ship to you 135 pounds of great bulk food supplies for a fraction of that. Our company is owned by a famous patriot, Big John Lipscomb. I know you can trust him. He's my dad. PatriotFood.com is the wise choice for food insurance.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. November 3rd, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $10.5960. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $10.8895, $5.4448 for the half ounce, or $2.7224 for a quarter ounce. That's $10.8895, $5.4448, or $2.7224.
How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes to service the debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to liquid zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free liquid zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try liquid zeolite today.
Coming up in the next hour, I'm going to play these clips from the Council on Foreign Relations radio blog, where they sit there laughing at the public, talking about how, this is a month ago, just now surfaced, how they need to act like the flu shot is artificially scarce so that people form big lines wanting it to cause mass hysteria stampede. Now, again, we don't need to hear this from these criminals, these manipulators, to know they're doing this. We understand their game plan. But, do you as the public like them laughing at you thinking you're stupid? Do you like being conned? Do you like being suckered along with all of this? And now, the mother of all cons, the galactic-sized con of cons, the total world government takeover through the twin attacks of fake terrorism for the police state and the global carbon tax, is upon us. And Mrs. Merkel, the Chancellor of Germany, comes and gives a speech to Congress today pushing them to pass the treaty. It's the bill has passed the House. It's now in the Senate. The Senate committee has passed it. It is ready. The debate has begun. They are debating on the Senate floor right now the passage of this monstrosity. And we've gone over the bill. We'll go over some more of it today. Home inspections, total federalization, $10,000 a week fines if you don't leave your home when they order you to or you don't do the upgrades, they say. Control over all farms, control over all ranches, 35 bureaucracies federally given unlimited power over what you do, massive taxes on electricity generation, taxes on every American. It is unspeakable that this level of crime is being committed right now against the people. They are in Congress. The leadership of both parties are in Congress to ram this through. You could call it communism, socialism, fascism. What it is command and control. It's a select group of private interest passing a global governmental coterie of laws and regulations in their own stated documents to end industry and independence in every sovereign nation on earth so that the private fiat banking paper economy can forcibly take over what's left of the real economy. This is the false fiat fraud economy waging war and consolidating vertically the real economy. And the New York Times, of all publications, comes out and admits that Al Gore's making money off of all this, but they only talk about how he got billions of dollars in stimulus money for venture capital environmental companies he started in the U.S. That is nothing. Those are like pocket change compared to his real bank account. Blood and Gore. That is the real name of the company. Blood and Gore, out of England, is the main carbon trading company that's been given certification by the UN, the IMF, and World Bank. It is the main group. And then there's another group in Chicago he owns the majority of, and Obama is a minority owner in it. I mean, you've got Obama, these people. And then over in Europe, they've got these other big climate trading banks that are owned by the Rothschilds. Just Google Rothschilds own climate credit carbon bank, and you'll get BBC. You'll get Reuters. I mean, it's we cover it all in Fall of the Republic. That is why it is so imperative, so important, so essential that everyone order Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com. Even if you've seen it in high quality online at PrisonPlanet.tv, they're openly saying they're going to regulate and start shutting down the web and shut it off for everyone's safety during emergencies. They're setting these precedents. We need to have it in our hands and to make copies of it so everyone understands what this is really all about. And I want to challenge the listeners to go to Infowars.com, to click on the shop button, and to buy Fall of the Republic and the Obama Deception, and to make copies of it, and to give it to everyone at your church, everyone at your business, everyone at your job, everybody at the shooting club, everybody at the bowling club, everybody at the golf club. Everyone has to get Fall of the Republic and show it to everyone out there. The average American doesn't read, and there's not one book that explains this all. This is a high-quality, slick, truthful film that people will watch that explains it A to Z. It can save the Republic, but you've got to get it out to everyone. Infowars.com or 888-253-3139. Don't wait.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, it's MZ, wondering how many of us Alex Jones fans intend to take the swine flu vaccine. I'm not, don't trust it, but then I don't want to get the disease either. So I use PureWorks, a unique disinfectant that comes in foam or spray form. PureWorks is not your typical hand disinfectant. There is no alcohol to dry your skin, and it lasts for hours, not minutes. Use PureWorks to protect yourself from disease and infection. You can find out all about it and order it online at nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Don't introduce potentially dangerous chemicals or toxins into your body to keep you well when they could actually cause the sickness you want to avoid. Don't pick your nose, don't shake hands, and don't handle banisters, rails, and doorknobs. Do try PureWorks, available online at wholesale pricing to Alex Jones listeners. Go to nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Be well and stay well. Best, MZ.
Live at PrisonPlanet.tv yet. The radio's live, but we're not simulcasting via television. But here in the studio, they loaded the images from Infowars.com from thousands and thousands of headlines, the little image we put in the rotator at the top of the site, into the computer behind me. And it randomly generates through those thousands and thousands of images. And every time I'm sitting here during the break, I'll look over at the computer monitor behind me and see headlines from the past. There's one right now where Bayer knowingly put HIV in their factor VIII blood product. But the clip before that, the little image that was up there for 5 seconds before that, was the headline, "Everything Must Go," by the former head of the LBJ School of Public Affairs at the University of Texas, who's now in the Obama administration and who's a member of the Bilderberg Group. And it was an editorial he wrote for the Austin American Statesman titled, "Everything Must Go." When you guys get a chance, print me that. It's "Everything Must Go," Infowars.com. We scanned it and posted it. I covered that about 2 years ago, and it was an impassioned article in the Statesman for how we should get rid of the Bill of Rights and Constitution and how the Bill of Rights and Constitution is bad. I mean, these people are openly treasonous traitors who want tyranny. I get emails every day from fools going, I've seen your films, and yes, there is a world government being set up, but that's just the natural progression of human society. What, to an unelected group of private robber baron banks who just so happen to have the hobby of eugenics, who want to control our lives, and who want to get rid of all our freedoms and liberties and our private property rights so they can steal our property? That's the natural progression? No, the progression of mankind through 1776 has been away from tyranny, not back into it. That's going in reverse. But these guys get up there and say, oh, no, it's fancy. It's metropolitan. It's futuristic to have police tasering everyone with billy clubs and shooting people with rubber bullets. And then to just sit there and listen to public CFR speeches where they're giggling and laughing about how they manipulate the public. And we'll say there's a shortage of the vaccine. That'll make them want to take it. Ha, ha, ha. This is the type of disgusting garbage that I have to see from them. Laughing at us in video and audio clips and in the books they write. Laughing at us. It is so funny to them. It is so enjoyable how gullible you are. It is so much fun for them that we've let them have the NSA take over the internet and now are openly discussing shutting it down. That we openly let them brag that our government grows and controls the heroin and cocaine in Asia and Latin America. That they openly put chemicals in our water to brain damage us and give us cancer and dumb us down. And that it's funny. And that people don't show up with pitchforks by the tens of thousands in every city hall demanding the crap be taken out of the stinking water supply. When in polls, over 95% of Americans want it out of the water. They don't care. You don't want a cap and trade tax over everything you do? They don't care. You don't want Al Gore making millions of dollars off you? They don't care. You don't like face scanning cameras and checkpoints and having the thumbprint to go in to see your kids in public school? They don't care. You don't like all these endless wars? They don't care. You don't like having your Second Amendment restricted? They don't care. You don't like police from Dallas, Texas to Tucson, Arizona to New York City to Boston, Massachusetts coming to your door and asking to look at your guns with no warrant? They don't care. They have trained us that they can sit there and stomp all over us and crap on us and get away with it and that they never get in trouble. And what we've gotten is a broke-back country that's just ready to be fully gutted, begging for it. And so much of the public, you know, the average person who makes $100,000 a year thinks they're a member of the elite. And you talk to them and they giggle and they laugh at you and they think it's cute and they address you as if they're part of the power structure. And they go, yeah, a lot of it's true, but what are you going to do about it? Just join it. Hey, listen, jackass, if you didn't get a memo not to drink the water and not to take the shots, you ain't part of the club. Take Germany, where all their government leaders don't take the shot. Or Congress, where most of Congress won't take it. Or Obama's kids, they're not taking the shot. That shot's for you. It's not for them. You aren't part of the power structure. You are a doormat. And they're done with the Western doormat. They're done. They've sucked us dry, bought off the world with our money and our energy and our military, and they're done with us. Hey, cops out there, did you get the memo that they're putting over 150, depending on the city, some over 300 different chemicals that have no reason to be in the water other than to poison your ass? Did you get the memo not to drink that Buddy Boy? Are you man enough or woman enough to go look at the evidence and then realize somebody is chemically assaulting your little brain? You think that's cute? You think that's funny? You think that's something you should get upset about? You think I'm the weirdo because I'm upset like a wild bull in a cage trying to go after these people? The general public's got the key to open the cage, and you're that bull as well, right in here with me. And I'm not chasing after the red cape that the matador hangs out in front of me of Republican and Democrat left-right paradigm. I know. I'm a smart bull. I know that matador's got a double-edged, razor-sharp, thin sword that he wants to plunge right into my chest, right into my heart. And I'm out here on the field, and I see thousands of bulls with big swords sticking out of their chest, collapse on the ground in pools of red blood. And I'm telling the bulls, I'm saying, look, look, it's not the cape, it's not the cape, it's not the cape. The cape isn't what you go after. That dissipates your energy and is used as a distraction. It's the matador. It's J.P. Morgan Chase. It's Goldman Sachs. It's Rothschild. It's Rockefeller. It's Sachs, Coburg, Gotha. That's the matador. They got the sword. And you laugh at me and you run right into the sword. And as the blood spews out of your big fat hearts, you sit there smiling up at the cape, torn on your horns, thinking you beat the enemy when you didn't do jack squat, but look like a stupid sucker. Let me tell you something. I see little kids at the shopping mall, at the grocery store, and it hurts my heart. Sweet little brain damaged kids from vaccines and fluoride and GMO food. I am enraged constantly because I am normal. I'm normal. I was right about the world government. I was right about the carbon tax. I was right about the police state. I was right about government-sponsored terrorism. I'm a real person with my head screwed on straight, who's conscious and awake and who's counted the cost. And it doesn't mean I'm somebody special. That's what's so pathetic. I'm normal. What are you? What are you? I'm a normal, red-blooded person who's here to defend my family and my tribe, the human race. I'm somebody that doesn't like bondage and slavery. I'm somebody that likes fair play and justice and liberty and freedom and everything good. Who are you? Are you a domesticated, smart-mouthed, know-it-all establishment type? Are you somebody who enjoys the petty power you've got in the system? Is that who you are? Is that who you are? But instead of addressing those sad, timid souls, I want to address the warriors, the people that understand the cost and understand what we're facing and who can see through the propaganda. You don't have to see through it now. It's all admitted. Those that understand Alex Jones isn't special. Alex Jones has just read the globalist documents and read a lot more than I care to read. Let me tell you, it's hard to read this stuff. It's hard to listen to the CFR laughing at us. It's hard to listen to these con artists who think they're better than us and who've gotten it over on the public and who commit all this evil. And they're putting their police state control grid in so they can really abuse you. And so you won't be able to get out the door and down the street to physically go after them, even if you finally wake up and decide to do that. They've almost got their grid in place. And then it's going to be a lot harder to take them on. We better take them on in the info war right now. There is not 1 minute. There is not 10 seconds to wait and sit there on your hands. You've got to get in the fight now. If you don't know about this information, you're hearing this for the first time, you haven't done the research, you better do a crash course in this. You better stay up till 4 a.m. You better get up off your fat asses. Excuse me, folks, but that's what we're talking about here. You're spiritually fat butts. And you better learn about the real world, and you better do it real fast. Because we don't have time to screw around, and I need every person we've got to wake up. But I will tell the people that are active this. I have one overriding desire, one prime directive in my psyche, in my spirit, in my heart, in who I am, in my soul. And that is to warn as many people as I can about what's really happening with this planetary dictatorship run by these scientific control freaks. And I have produced a tool, I have produced a weapon system that I want to be seen by everyone. And I know with our hundreds of thousands of listeners that we have every 15 minutes, we've gotten ratings from our stations, just our AM and FM alone. There are hundreds of thousands of you listening to my voice right now, hundreds of thousands listening right now on the internet, hundreds of thousands, and in the aggregate, millions more that will hear my message that I'm putting out today. If you would simply look in the mirror and decide that you are a leader, and decide that it's your job to take action against this tyranny, And understand that you're not going to save the world by yourself, and neither am I. But all of us moving together with a single purpose are an unstoppable force. We've got a chance to slow this thing down and hurt it bad. This new world order was destined to fall from its foundation. But we can slow it down and bring its demise a little bit closer in the time-space continuum. And I know this, the only course is to fight these people and to boldly speak up against them. And when they make jokes and giggle at us, to ignore them and say, listen, scum, don't try your mind games and your mind tricks with me. To identify them and to get cold-blooded and hard-hearted against these people. But to have that soft spot in our heart for the innocent and the weak and the dumbed down that we are defending. Because those of you that are awake have a responsibility, and it is your destiny to stand up against the globalists and to do everything you can to fight them. And I have produced the tool. I have produced the weapon system that is powerful because it's the truth. Full of the Republic. And I know I'm plugging the daylights out of this today because I want these DVDs everywhere. I don't want you to commit to make 100 copies and tell others to make copies you give it to. I want you to go buy 1,000 blank DVDs or CDs, and I want 1,000 given out. Don't have the money? Bull. Sell the crap in your garage sale. Quit screwing around. If all you can afford is to buy one copy and make 5 or 6 copies, do that. Whatever you do, take action. Fall of the Republic. America's last stand. Fall of the Republic documents how an offshore corporate cartel is bankrupting the U.S. economy by design. Leaders are now declaring that world government has arrived and that the dollar will be replaced with a new global currency. President Barack Obama has brazenly violated Article 1, Section 9 of the U.S. Constitution by seating himself at the head of the United Nations Security Council, thus becoming the first U.S. president to chair the world body. A scientific dictatorship is in the final stages of completion, and laws protecting basic human rights are being abolished worldwide. An iron curtain of high-tech tyranny is now descending over the planet. A worldwide regime controlled by an unelected corporate elite is implementing a planetary carbon tax system that will dominate all human activity and establish a planetary neo-feudal slavery system. The image makers have carefully packaged Obama as the world savior. He is the Trojan horse manufactured to pacify the people just long enough for the globalists to complete their master plan. This film reveals the architecture of the New World Order and what the power elite have in store for humanity. But more importantly, it communicates how we the people can retake control of our government, turn the criminal tide, and bring the tyrants to justice. Make the choice, liberty or tyranny. The DVD is available at Infowars.com. Or call toll-free to get it, 888-253-3139. Call up if you've got the capital and buy 100 copies of it. Sell it in your gas station, your grocery store. Sell it in your church. Give it to people. If you're a businessman and you want to buy one copy and make 1,000,000 copies, do it! Because here's the good news. They're going to probably pass their climate bill. And they're going to pass their global banking takeover bill. And they pass their hate crime bill. They're going to pass their gun-grabbing bills. And they're going to put their NORTHCOM on the streets. That's already happening. But in the process, people are waking up and aren't going along with it. And as good as the German people are, and as decadent as the American people are, we aren't going to go along with this. The Germans may have gone along with this. We're not going to go along with it. You may have a bunch of dumbed-down, slovenly people drunk on media and TV and the death culture, but a lot of people are awake, and 5% won the war against the British. We got way more than 5%. We've got more than 20% of the public who's really awake now, and our numbers are growing. It was more like 5% a few years ago. We've got an exponential growth curve. The globalists know they're in trouble. That's why they're firing everything they got at us right now. If we can hold this position and move forward against the enemy, and sustain our fire on them in the info war, we may have smaller arms in the info war. But our weapon systems have better guidance systems and are more effective. More bang for the buck. Because the truth can counter a mountain of lies. And that's what Fall of the Republic is, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm telling you right now, I know the film's exploding. I know people are making copies of DVDs at universities everywhere. I know people are taking action. And I'll tell you, you can download it in super high quality and burn DivX copies of regular CDs that play on most DVD players at PrisonPlanet.tv. $5.95 a month. That funds us. But I told everybody there's a bunch of versions on YouTube for free. One of them is a director account, but they plastered ads all over the front of it. Remind me to email that guy and tell him stop that, ruining my film with all those ads on the front of it. But Change the Channel hadn't done that. He's got the best encode on YouTube I've seen. You Google Follow the Republic, YouTube, it comes up number one link with right at 500,000 views of the 1,000-plus versions on YouTube. Email that link to everybody. Email that link. I mean, it's free. It cost me $200,000 to make the stinking thing. I want you to have it. It's free. Please put it on your MySpace, your Facebook. Please give the URL to everybody at your work and business. Please print off flyers with the URL. Please email it to your email list. Please, you want to buy Google Ads for it, put it out, whatever. All I want is to stop these bastards. We got a chance to do it if we'll take action. But we do need financial support as well, so buy the DVD and have it in the highest quality in your library to share with others at InfoWars.com or by calling 888-253-3139. This is the final battle. It's heating up. Get involved.
Hey, folks, this is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about OxySilver, the world's most advanced silver hydrosol that Dr. Horowitz says can make risky vaccines and antibiotics avoidable. You've heard Dr. Leonard Horowitz and others urge vaccination avoidance. Instead, use vitamin C, D, and OxySilver, along with Zeolife for broad-spectrum detoxification. Using NASA science, OxySilver is nanosilver covalently bonded to water. OxySilver safely electrocutes pathogens, oxygenates for faster healing, then delivers a 528-hertz frequency homeopathic-like energy that Dr. Horowitz proves is fundamental to life and recovering health. He also recommends Zeolife for blood cleansing and GI Flora Pro as a probiotic for intestinal immunity. Help others and earn extra income. Become a Healthy World affiliate free online. To order OxySilver or to find out more, visit OxySilver.net. That's OXYSilver.net. Or call about OxySilver, Zeolife, and GI Flora Pro toll free at 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Do it now.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and A-Q-U-A Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out? Pounding expensive energy drinks? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable for around 75 cents per day. Each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. Call 1-800-210-1922 right now and you will receive a 1-week supply of Choose 4 Health absolutely free. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922. Or visit OrderChews.com. That's OrderChews.com. Start your healthy lifestyle now.
He's found a dime, loaded up and trucking. Are we going to do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound just like no bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal. Some devil mind them brakes. Let it all hang out cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta and there's beer in T. Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes.
They sold the people of the world, especially the West, on being decadent, lackadaisical, at laughing at responsibility. And now we're being completely conquered by offshore banks, completely bankrupted by design. And the Council on Foreign Relations sits up there publicly laughing at how stupid we are and how they're manipulating us. And you bet I'm getting angry. You bet I'm upset. Watching Merkel, the German chancellor, I was driving into work this morning as her speech was beginning, got in at about 10:15, right in the middle of it, watched some of it, before the Congress, telling us we've got to ratify the treaty next month, the Copenhagen Treaty that we covered yesterday. I'm going to cover it more at the bottom of the next hour. Simultaneously, right before her speech, the Senate marked it up to go to the full Senate. It's coming out of committee. An unelected private group of banks, a UN unelected body. I've read the treaty, all 200 pages. We covered a lot of it yesterday. Going to cover it more today. Detailing how they're going to decide who gets contracts. They're going to decide who can build. They're going to decide who can have a company. They're going to be able to selectively enforce the taxes. It's all stated. And America can't get out of the treaty once we're in it unless every other signatory unanimously agrees. That's impossible. That's not going to happen. Because we have to pay the lion's share of it, as if globalization hasn't deindustrialized us enough. And there's all these quotes about Maurice Strong. We've got him in Fall of the Republic, where he spoke before the UN in 92, in Rio de Janeiro, saying, it is our job to destroy the industrial society in the West, and we're going to carry this out through globalization. On March 20th, 1969, Dr. Richard Day, the national medical director of the Rockefeller-sponsored Planned Parenthood, told a meeting that American industry will be sabotaged and shown to be uncompetitive. In view of the recent bankruptcy of General Motors, his remarks are especially pertinent. The stated plan was that different parts of the world should be assigned different roles of industry and commerce in a unified global system that continued preeminence of the United States and the relative independence of the self-sufficiency of the United States would have to be changed. This is a quote. In order to create a new structure, you first have to tear down the old one, and American industry was one example of that. Each part of the world will have a specialty and thus become interdependent, he said. The U.S. will remain a center of for agriculture, high-tech, communications, and education, but heavy industry would be transported out. And they go on to state that that is to destroy self-sufficiency in a new world order system. That's the another quote, in a new world order system. People say, well, there is no new world order, as they're openly announcing it in hundreds of publications every day. And then they say, what is a new world order? They define it. Global governance by a group of private international banks. That's a David Rockefeller quote. That's the type of news and information that we have in front of us. This is what's happening. We're going to go live, simulcasting the live radio show at PrisonPlanet.tv for the final 3 hours today. Mike Rivero is going to be with us in the next hour. So go over to PrisonPlanet.tv and tune in if you want to be able to see Mike Rivero via video cam and myself here in studio. If not, keep tuning into the radio. We're going to break all this down and a lot more with Mike Rivero of WhatReallyHappened.com straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones of InfoWars.net, JonesReport.com, TruthNews.us, PrisonPlanet.com, and InfoWars.com, not to mention WhatIsTheEndgame.com and FallTheRepublic.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.